The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
You know that expression, Colin Boyd, Tosak ma la nahibra. A good start is half the work. Rory, oh Rory, oh Rory.
11 years we're waiting for another major. We're waiting for a first ever Masters. And for, I want to say, 14 and a half holes it was going to win in the first round. So he had an eagle putt chance at the 13th at 3 under. So had he sunk that, that would have brought him to 5 under, which would have brought him second, would you believe? Mm. But he actually got a birdie from that, so he was 4 under. And then he goes in double bogeys both the 15th and the 17th to finish level par. Four shots thrown away. So he finished the level par, and Justin Rose is way out in front in 7 under. He's 3 shots ahead of a few people, including the reigning champion Scottie Scheffler.
So we have Shane Lowry in 11th place and Rory back in 27th place.
Exactly.
But I mean, there'll be a lot happening today, and of course tomorrow being moving day, we don't know how it's going to pan out.
Exactly.
Still a chance for Rory.
There is. It's unlikely. I mean, we had John Duggan on Off the Ball Breakfast this morning, who he predicts that it's more likely Rory will miss the cut than win the Masters. Oh. But it's just the fear of what's happened before. We've seen this. Rory's been brilliant this year.
Now, the face that people have been seeing on the telly besides Rory McIlroy is that of Mo Salah.
Mo Salah has signed a new contract at Liverpool this Friday morning. Very happy. It was Friday morning that Jurgen Klopp announced he was leaving Liverpool. So this Friday morning has come back full circle. He signs a new 2-year contract. I thought it wasn't going to happen, Pat. I thought he was going to leave, but he signed up and he's had an all-time season for himself. It's great news for Liverpool.
Liverpool almost have it in the bag. Doing the sums, if you look at where Arsenal are, if they got all the points from the last 7 games, Liverpool need 11 points from 7 games. 3 wins, 2 draws and 2 losses would do it for them.
You got it right.
They'd be champs.
Yeah, they're on 73 points, Liverpool, after 31 games. Arsenal, same number of games, 62 points. Liverpool play West Ham United this weekend at Anfield. They should win that. Then they go to Leicester City. Leicester, one of the worst sides you've seen in the Premier League. After that, they're at home to Spurs, Liverpool. They should get 9 points in the next week.
Still on soccer, we've got League of Ireland action tonight.
Yeah, we do indeed. Celtic against Bowes is probably the standout fixture on paper, the Dublin derby. Cork City against St. Pat's. We have Derry against Drogheda, Shamrock Rovers against Waterford, and then tomorrow we have Sligo Rovers against Galway United. Drogheda back top of the table in the League of Ireland.
Now, the women are up against it when they take on England in Cork.
England haven't lost a Six Nations game in the women's for 7 years.
Oh.
7 years. The 2018 Six Nations, the last time they lost the game. Cork tomorrow, Ireland against England. Under Scott Beaman, Ireland are so much better now. And Scott Beaman, Pat, was a coach with England for 8 years. So you could say, well, at least he has a bit of insider knowledge. But last year, England trounced Ireland 70-odd points.
Yeah.
The previous 2 years, they nilled Ireland. Like, it's all up against it for the stats. But Ireland have much, much improved from that side.
Now, tonight, still on rugby, we've got Champions Cup action for Leinster, and the weather is promising to be benign.
Absolutely, yeah. It's at the Aviva Stadium. I believe the top tier will be closed, actually. So this is the problem with this schedule of the Champions Cup. It's so fast. It was only last week at Croke Park, they were against Harlequins and they nilled them, speaking of nils. They played Glasgow Warriors tonight, 8 p.m. at the Aviva. Glasgow, of course, the reigning URC champions. They're no mugs. But look at that Leinster bench, everyone. Just look at the bench. The Ireland captain's on the bench, Caelan Doris. Robbie Henshaw's on the bench. You have Porter, Sheehan, Slimani on the bench for Leinster. Jordy Barrett starts, Orgy Snaiman starts. They should win this game.
So
handily.
If there's an issue, bring on the cavalry.
Bring on the cavalry.
And Munster are going to France.
Tomorrow.
Weather less benign.
Less benign, yeah. So that, you never know, that might play into Munster at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
And finally, we've got GAA action and the football continues.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got the Leinster Senior Football Championship quarterfinal tomorrow. Kildare against Westmeath is at 7 p.m. throw-in. That's on GAA Plus. And then on Sunday continues the action. Meath against Offaly is the standout game in Leinster. And then you have Tyrone against Cavan at 4:15 p.m. throw-in in the Ulster Senior Football Championship quarterfinal on Sunday.
So much sport. So much to look forward to.
Can't move.
Colin Boyd from Off the Ball. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.